Hakel Heilig Hacher Kitum Kudlana Black Gemara. Who does?
Tablet magazine.
What's Tablet magazine?
It's a Jewish thing that does all sorts of articles. There's a guy who's. He learns that film and he makes comments about it. Josephine writes and it wasn't Alexandria.
Yeah, that I know. That I read somewhere. But I'm talking about what actually happened to Rishimi and which king did he run
which
to?
Version
and
of the story.
None of that. Why did the Chacham want to kill him? In the second version of the story, why did the Chacham want to kill him?
Can I take some of these rikikin or what are these?
Okay. We're up to the Gemara here. Five lines from the bottom of the page. Kutes on the base. With Mitzvah, we're going to finish Masechta Menachos today. And tomorrow we'll start Masechta Chulin. Tanya, we learn five lines from the bottom. Now that we're talking about what happens, like the second version, Chaynov was so humble and he offered the position to his brother Shimi, but then when he saw Shimi had it, he became envious and he wanted himself. And look at the drastic measure they took. Tanya, we learn the famous Gemara. Rabbi Shuvan Prachia, Rabbi Shuvan Prachia said, "Bitchila, from the outset, Kola Oimel. If anybody came over to me and said, Alayla, why don't you become a Rav? Become a rabbi or a yeshiva. People give you covet. And he koivsei, I will tie him up, v'noishne lifnehari, and place him in front of a lion. I want covet? Yeah, I don't want covet. I'm an onav. Ata, now that I became the rabbi, kola oimeli, if anybody even dare suggest to me, elated me, man, give up your job, and he matul olav kum kum shul chamin, I will throw over him a hot urn of hot water. No, once you get the bug for covered, you don't give it up. Once you're a gabba, you don't give it up so easy.
Oh, this also covered in
gabba. For sure. Shari Shol Araya from Shol HaMelech. Borach Mimena, when Shmuel looked, he was such an honor, Shmuel wanted him to become the king, he fled. Abigashala, once he became king and he sensed that David HaMelech was a threat to him, Bikish Laharag David. He wanted personally to kill David. Once you're there, you don't give it up so easily. That's what we say. The biggest kunst is for a leader to know when to give up a position on a high, because nobody really gives up on a high. And the problem is, you're a high. You wait till they're thrown out. You're good for a long time, but eventually, oh, look at this. Oh, Malay, Mark Shisha. Doesn't matter. Shiraim is a very big thing. The whole Masechta Menachos is about Shirayim. Shiyorim, if anything is missing from the Shirayim, is there a whole problem with the carbon? Omle Makshisha Rechiz Labaye, Sa Makshisha Rechiz Labaye, Rameyer, Haikra, Rabiudah, my Ovidlei. Rameyer, what does he do with this pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda? That we learned, the Gitanya we learned, La'acha Mapilose Sholcherev, Sholcherev. After the Mapola of Sancheriv, Chizkiah went out. Umotza b'nei Melochim. After he won Sancheriv, he went out and he won. It's way too healthy for us.
Nice.
Place has gone bananas. He went out. Chizkiah went out. Motza b'nei Melochim. So Yoishvim b'kroinu shel Zavi. So saying golden wagons. He did on Shalavichom. He made them promise that they will no longer worship Avodah Zarah. Shnemer says, "By Yemahu on that day, Yeh Chomish Arim be'Eretz Mitzrayim. There will be five cities in the land of Mitzrayim. Midabres Fas Canaan. They speak the language of Canaan. V'nish boys Lashem Tzvokas. They will swear to Hashem. They will swear to Hashem the Eibushter. This is the machlekes we had in Meir and Rabbi Yehuda before about whether Beis Chayinah was Avodah Zarah, which is Rameir's version, or Rabbi Yehuda's version that Beis Chayinah was
Lashem
Shemayim. So the pasuk Rabbi Yehuda brought, that he said that one day that there'll be a Mizbeach built somewhere else, sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. That was a proper Mizbeach. Says, I mean, no, that's talking about the five nations that Yechizki encountered after the defeat of Sancheriv. And he made them promise that they are going to, thank the Eibishter. V'nish boys l'shem l'svokas. Holchu, they went, l'exandio shem mitzayim. Ubanu Mizbeach. They, the five nations, they built the Mizbeach. The helu olav l'shem shemayim. And their kavanah was l'shem shemayim. Even though l'chayda, how can they do l'chayda? Isn't it shchutichutz? Before we say, okay, by the goyim, there's no problem with shchutichutz. But when Chayinov built Beis Hamikdash Lashem Shemayim, how did he do that? What about shchutichutz? So Tezi before said he was bringing up only kabbalas from goyim. The goyim who donated in the Dor HaNedavos, he took it and he shechted it in Mitzrayim for the Eibishter. But not that he shecht the Yiddish kabbanas, because then you would be get karas. It's even worse. So it's chutz.
Does this function as a
100%? But no kabbanas were there. Only goyish kabbanas. Yeah, why not? And anything which is not of oyvel al chutz. You couldn't look tidus either. Nothing. But he couldn't do any. Look at traces here. And they lit the candle, they did other things, but not anything. Look at traces of hell of the page before. The hell of oil of the shame shemines, the traces, how did Chayin do that? He did it for on behalf of the Goyim who used to bring Kabbanis, and Goyim were allowed to bring Kabbanis, he would bring up their Kabbanis. Okay. Traces over here on the bottom, on the right hand side, has a different girsa. In this Gemara about Kol HaOmer Oila, the way we learn Oila is getting a position. Teisa brings about an Oila Mincha and he doesn't like it. And interesting, what Teisa brings up further down, if you look about 15 lines on the bottom of the page, starts Rabbeinu Kleinimus. Rabbeinu Kleinimus, Aviv Shel Rabbeinu Rabbi Meshulam, Rabbeinu Kleinimus was the father of Meshulam. Higia Keloshon Sheni, he learns like the second, which is our version, the second version of this Gemara over here. Bishas Ptirasei, right before he passed away. Bahasoifer, and the person who wrote down the Gemara, Torah ben Allah la Oila. The real version is Allah, when Shimon Prachar became a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rav. And they, by mistake, put in Oila, and if they talk about a carbon, Oila, Minch, and so on. Vishloisha Dvarim Higia, three things that Ben Meshulam fixed in the Gemara the day that he passed away. Kimipi Nevua. It was mamash like Nevi'ah's Bishas Petirasai. And Zoi, this is one of them. Interesting. So, you know, he had this tzaddik. The day he passed away, he made corrections in the Gemara three places. It takes to go through three places. And he says, like, Nevi'ah. Yeah, let's continue. So he said, tzaddik has Nevi'ah. Okay, weiter. Says he went weiter. How do you know? But it says, that day, that day there will be a mizbech to Ebeshte in the land of Mitzrayim. It wasn't Chaynav, it was these five nations. Then the Pasuk says that... in that passage, where it says the five nations they swore to Abish, it says, "Eid haheres ye omer leechos." That the city of Haheres, they say leechos to one. What was going on here? My Eid haheres. First of all, what is the city of Haheres? Yomer leechos will say to Yomer leechos will say to one leechos. Kidmatagin Rabbi Yosef, kar to the Beis Shemesh. This is Beis Shemesh. I'm not sure it's Aleph or Beis. The Osid leMichrev, one day will be destroyed. Yis Amar said he chadim in Hain. What mean Yomer leechos? This is one of the five cities. One of the five cities is Beit Shemesh, and that will be destroyed. I know that Heres means son. The Chesiv, because there's another pasuk, the one who says the Heres it won't shine. So we see that Heres is what is referring to the sun. Says he wants to. I know, but Beit Shemesh is considered part of Yerushalayim. If you look into a map, you put in, let's say, hotels in Yerushalayim, you'll get hotels in Beit Shemesh.
Yeah, but it's
so it's metropolitan. It's like, if you... Then why would they put it in there?
Because it's not the problem. It's quite a distance. Is that the lotion of Kli, because the earthenware has to be dried out in the sun or something?
It doesn't say what the Cheres is. They say they change the letters around them. So I'm not exactly sure how we get it.
They're
probably
put in there because they call the
Backstreet
Emperor's throne.
They
call it Eastern
Kill.
It's not Eastern
Kill,
it's Corbin.
Okay, fair enough. The Pasuk then says,
the post office wants to call
it
that, but it's not Eastern
Kill. It says, bring my children, Merochim, my sons from far away, Ubanoisai, and my daughters, Mikzeya others from really far away. What's Chil Bonai and Benoisai? Says the Gemara. Hevi Yubanai Merochi, bring my sons from far away. Amrav Huna Elu Goliu Shal Bavel. Bavel is Goliu, but it's not. It's far away from Eretz Yisrael, and they're called sons because they feel comfortable there. They feel secure there. Shadatim Yeshevis Aleim Kibonim. They feel secure, even though it's in a strange land, because they built yeshivas there and they built a hole and they were there for so many years from the time of Golus Bavel. Of the noise, but those people who are on Golus further than Bavel are like my daughters. They feel unsettled. And they're always insecure. Elu gol yeshashar haratzah she'ein daitin miyeshevus alin kibbonis. They're not so secure like girls when they're on their own. They feel more scared and insecure. Amar Rabbi Ravitcha, Rabbi Chizda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Mitzoyir from the city of Tzoyir, which is, you know, in Lebanon. Ba'ad until Kartigni, wherever that is, Makidin as Yisrael, the Goyim, no, the Yidin, Vesavi and Shabbat Shemaim, they also recognize the Eibishter. Oba Mitzray, Kabe Maid, if you go from Mitzray to the west, now Kartigni usually is Spain, so obviously, Lechem is something else here. No, but in Spain there's a Cartigny. Cartigny, where's Cartigny? Yeah, where's that?
Probably Catalonia,
North Africa.
Like they call now Catalonia.
Carthage Caesar had a famous battle there with who was it? Scipio. Scipio,
yeah.
Who rebelled him.
It's where
So if it's Tunisia, that's west of Israel.
Yes.
Can't be. Because it says here, Mitzur to Klapi Maide, from Tzur to the west, they don't believe in Abishta. So Cartigny is not west. Cartigny must be east. Is west. So it's wrong. It's not Kartigny. Yeah, exactly. And some other country.
So
it can't be. It can't be. Because it says here, read the whole thing what it says there.
This is not the only time that he has against our scroll. He'll make a list of them. Maybe when we make a Siyum HaShas, we'll make a book.
Read the whole thing. They can be. I'm sure they bring it up. Because it says here, Mitzul Klabi Maidev, Ume Kartigny Klabi Mizrach, Ain't my kin in Israel. Kartigny Klamizich is Israel. If it's in Tunisia, it can't be. It must be on the east of Israel. Okay, so again, it can't be that either. It has to be on the right side of Israel. Ain't my kin in Israel. They don't recognize the Eden. The lesbian Shemaim. Exactly, it can't be. So it must be Kartigny is a country.
All the place in between.
In other words, on the west of Israel there were believers. On the east of Israel they're non-believers. The west of Israel they believe in Abishur, they believe in the Eden. And in the east of Israel they did not believe in Abishur, nor did they recognize the position of the Eden. From wherever this place is. It says, Mizrach Shemesh, Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, by the way, is Rav's grandson. Chiya was Barav. We remember had a number of times. We had it in Yvamas and other places. And then this is. Sorry?
They raised this issue about the Gemara.
So what do they conclude? Where is it?
However, the Gemara makes clear below that Tzur is in the west because Tzur is in the east.
Oh, so where is it then? You play a place like China or something. They have no idea who Yidden were. Never knew who Yidden were. They didn't have a religion then. So just Copernicus was that was their religion. Not Copernicus, the Confucius. That was their religion. So they didn't have anything. That's east. We're talking about. So he asks a question. It says, from the east, the sun rises. Godol Shmi Bagoyim. It says, Mefedish, that from the east, where the sun rises, the people, my name is so grand by the Goyim, so they do know who I am, even in the east. Everywhere that they go ahead and they mak it to my name. And so the Chayda Faket, they did know by the Eibishter. Omele, Sarab says, there's Eniko. Shimiat. You call yourself Shimi? You know, he said it so many times because he's saying, you're such a choshev guy. That this is always says, it comes from here. That there are people who say the Eibishter runs the world. Now those who say that Eibishter is the Eibishter is removed from the world. He created all these intermediaries who run the world. A beautiful Rashi here, three lines from the top. Shimiat, now this is his grandson. What do you mean Shimiat? Are you Shimi? Rashi beat me up. Question mark. Atu Hushimi Chochem Godol. No, he's trying to praise his grandson. You're Shimi the great Chochem. Well, Makshali Dovazen. You ask me such a simple thing. I'm not sure why it's so simple. But anyway, but look at the next paragraph. Veshaimim. Rav Loi Hoya Zoykev Einov. Rav never looked up. Elokoshon. He used to bend down all the time. Forget about looking at women. He wouldn't look at his own grandson. He would look on the floor. And they would say, oh, are you Shimi? He wouldn't look up to see if he's Shimi. Are you Shimi? My grandson? Tznius. What kind of... I don't know. What's the Tznius here?
The humility. Always the Gemara says, you have COVID Roish.
It says you shouldn't look outside of your Dal Damas.
Yeah, well,
so his grandson was sitting right here. To a student? This is a Talmud. We're talking about Talmud here. And Rebbe said the only reason why I only saw the back of Rameev. I would have seen the front of Rameev, I would have been even a bigger chacham. There's an Indian to look. You should look at your teacher. We're talking about our teachers, you know, grandfather, grandson. Because maybe they're maybe shy. But this is tznius. So I just wonder what the tznius is. Okay. Where are we? No, never.
Is that Benegesh today's parsha?
No. That Benegesh adds a few words.
Didn't recognize. It didn't recognize.
She didn't recognize. She was very upset. So
that's what I asked him, but I get to today's parsha with Yehuda didn't recognize Tomer. So Rashi brings one opinion.
Everyone look at the Ben Geshem, amazing Ben Geshem here. The first wide line. I don't know if you have in your Gemara, Ben Geshem. Underneath the Gemara, Rabbeinu Geshem. Omlet Rav Rav Shimi. You all have it? Rav Rav Shimi. Shimi at. Ata huzeh shimi, are you shimi? Lefi sheloi hoyere eyei. Rav never looked. Mishum dehavi bei berav mili de chasidus. Rav was very frum. Shelo hoye magbia ein of min ha'oret. He never lifted his eyes from the ground. Ulefan of hoye mabid bereiv anova. And he used to look at me from humbleness. He would look towards forward, but not on people's faces. This is one of the great, character traits of Rav. Remember somebody gets what he says here. V'rotzu linoik b'mid dezu Rav Yosef v'Rav Sheshet Tamidov. Rav had a Talmud called Rav Yosef, a Talmud Rav Sheshet, and they wanted to emulate Rav. So they never looked at people. V'nasu sagin nehoidin. That's how they became blind.
From not looking up.
From not looking up. We had a Ran in the Dorim. Like,
is that a physical thing?
That's what he's saying here. Maybe they know. It sounded like they worked on themselves. They don't want to look at people, so they became blind. That's what sounds familiar. I remember a Ran, and I think it's in the Dorim, where the Ran says, and I just can't find it again, but I remember the Ran in the Dorim saying that he was in a cave for a long time, and then Rabbi Yosef went out straight in the sunlight without gradually going in, and that's what blinded him. But we learned in Rashi that he became healthy again afterwards, if you remember. Many years later, he became healthy again. But here he says the reason why they became blind is because they worked on themselves, al sneers, not to look at other people.
How can you make yourself blind just by doing that?
Ask them. Because interesting, both were his Talmidim, they both became blind. And look at what it cost. Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning because of it. And yet it was so important that sneers, not to look at other people, that he made himself blind. It's like in the same sikh that talks about, there was a chassid called Ashleimer the Teiber, that he worked himself so much that he didn't want to hear Lashon Hara, that he became deaf. So I guess he could.
Ordinary looking at people in the course of the day is not unsneeristic.
Yeah, but it's more sneers not to look at people. That's what we're learning right here.
But it looks like from Shemaim that they didn't protect Rabbi Yosef.
Not at all. Exactly. It came at a big cost. But Rav Sheshet didn't happen to. We don't find anywhere Rav Sheshet that people said, oh, but you taught us when you can see. So either Rav Sheshet became blind very late in his life, or he didn't forget. Rav Sheshet did. Let's go back to Gemara. Svet Shpet. Everyone is close to the Eibishter. It says in the pasuk they constantly bring me kabbanas. Well, people bring constantly kabbanas. Yes, if you learn Torah, it's as if you bring me kabbanas. Then the pasuk says mincha Torah pure mincha. If you learn Torah the proper way, what's to learn Torah the proper way? No, you get married and you still go to Kohl afterwards for a couple of years. This way you have no machshava zaris, you have a wife, and you can sit and concentrate and focus on your Torah. If you remember Gemara Kedushin, we had a Gemara that says Pufakert, Rechaim al Tzavora, you can expect to learn Torah. And there it says, Faket, you should learn Torah first and then get married. And then the Gemara concludes, Halon v'holuhu. And Machlik is actually tasted this, which is the lawn, it's a solon bubble, which is what?
Here they send the wife out to work and they pay the bills.
That's it as well.
The man sits in Kohl.
Yeah, but in our Kohl, because they get paid, they can live with Fiedrich. It's a thrill, the wife works. That supports the husband. very noble women. Shira Maila, see the Baruch Hashem, we say this at night by Maila, call Avde Hashem, at least we do. Ha'indivis and Balelas, my Balelas, what do you mean to stand by the house of Hashem by night? What do you mean to stand, nothing happens at night? And Dafka at night, could we have more Erevin that night, and Chagiga that night, Chutzal Chesed, Moshe Cholov, it's all wonderful stuff. It says the Gemara, it says in another pasuk, it says, La'olam zayis ha'Yisrael. Talking about the base of Midrash and the Kabbalah, La'olam zayis. This will always be for the Eden. Amar Rav Gidlam Rav. Ze mizbeach bonui. This is a built-up mizbeach. There's constantly Kabbalah being brought to mizbeach. La'olam forever. La'olam. The base of Midrash is destroyed. Umichol sar hagodol oimed is a mizbeach in Shemayim, and Michol the great sar oimed is standing there. Umakiv olav carbon is bringing Kabbalahs. That's who is constantly bringing kabbalas. Look in Tesis, Mechol Sarah Godel Oimel Makiv Karbon. Says it says Tesis Umedrashas Yesh Chalukin. Must be different medrashas. Yesh Misha Oimel. What's he bring Makiv? Nishmai saying Shel Tzadikim. One opinion is that Mechol Sarah Mechol is bringing the Shamas of Tzadikim and bring them to the Eibishter. And Yesh Misha Oimel Kavosim Shalesh. He's bringing lambs out of fire. What exactly that means? I'm not sure. Some Ruchizik in Madrega. Not in the Shamas Yisrael, but some Ruchizik in Madrega. V'hainu damrina b'shmoinese. We daven this 3 times a day, and you never knew. Ba'avoyde, we say it at say. V'isha Yisrael, the fires of the Eden, usfilosam. Meheira b'havas gabal. Yeah, exactly. Obviously, didn't daven now nusach. What's this Isha Yisrael? He says Isha Yisrael, the fires of the Eden, goes on either the Neshamas Yisrael, that's the fires of Eden, that's the Isha Yisrael, v'chayra. Because if it's the other one, the sheep, the fiery sheep, why is it Isha Yisrael? It's Michal bringing his own carbon. It's our fires. So Isha Yisrael is Neshamas.
So Toshis is saying this.
The Pshat is like the first Pshat.
Not Lassinovi, the Pshat is it's happening now.
Today. Today. And he's bringing each the fires of Eden and Neshamas Yisrael. The Yesh Aimim, others say, the Isha Yisrael, the Koi Adal'il. It says, the Isha Yisrael. So Isha Yisrael is referring to bring it back. In the future, bring back what we used to have. We didn't find the rest of the Tosis. So if Isha Yisrael could be the Neshamas Yisrael that Michal is being makiv today. Yeah. And okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara writer. Rabbi Yechonam, no, we're not talking about the Malachim. We're talking about Elu Tamidei Chachamim who are constantly bringing Kabbalahs to Mechal, Asukim, Behilchas Avodah. Not if you're stam learning Torah. Before you said stam learning Torah, it's as if you're at night. Now we're saying if you're learning the Inyoni Kachim, it's as if you're bringing Kachim the whole time. It's as if the Beis HaMikdash is built in their times. Because remember, the Rebbe was kachzich in the Yerushalmi there that anyone who Beis HaMikdash was not built in his time is a kil necher v'yamav. And the Rebbe wants to know, does it really bother you that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built in your time? And here the Gemara says that if you, according to at least according to Rabbi Yechonam, that if you learn the Hilchas Avodah, that's why the Rebbe Kochsley should learn Hilchas Beis HaBchir from the Rambam. If you learn in Hilchas Avodah, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was built. You remedied it. I'm going to look at my receipt, but it says the Pasuk, Zois HaTorah, it says the Pasuk. The following is the Torah, La'oyle, La'mincha, U'lechatas, La'oshrim, La'miluim, U'zav HaShlamim. What means Zois HaTorah? Kol Ha'oisik B'Torah, whoever learns Torah Stam, not Torah's Kabbalah, Stam, Ke'ilu, Hikriv, Oyle, Mincha, Chatas, La'oshrim. So the Shlokish says the same that if you're stam learning Torah, not if you're learning Hilchas Avodah, any way of Torah, if you bring Kabbalahs. Amar Rava, then if so, Haile Oile Lemincha, Oile Mincha Baile. What do you mean? The Pasuk says, Zoyz HaTorah, Le Oile. She just said, Zoyz HaTorah, Oile Mincha. If you're learning Torah, it's Oile Mincha. What do you mean, Le Oile? El Rava called Oise B'Torah, Ein Tzadich. This is what it means. Rava has a loop shot. If you learn Torah, Ein Tzadich, you don't need an Oile, Vole Mincha, Vole Yosham. If you didn't have Eide, the Torah will be Mechapa you. You don't need any of that, because the Torah is what's going to be Mechapa, take care of you. It says in the Pasuk, Zois Torah Sachatas. It says in the Pasuk, Zois Torah Sachatas. Again, it says Torah, and then it says Zois Torah Sachatas. Kol ha'oisik b'teiras chatas ki'ilu chatas. Kol ha'oisik b'teiras oshik hik osham. So we actually have, it sounds like everyone's saying their own thing, but it is a machlekes. Because previously, like Shlok just said, you learn teiras stam. It's as if you brought a chatas and osham that works. And Rabbi Yitzchak, no, you have to learn teiras chatas. You have to learn teiras osham. Anyway, look at me shemaitin. Nemar ba'ilus behema. Said by an animal. If a guy donates an animal to a rich man, ishein rechay l'Hashem. If a guy is poorer and he brings va'ilus oif, it says also ishein rechay l'Hashem. Or by mincha, a guy is so poor he brings only a flower offering, it says also ishein rechay l'Hashem. Loimelach. Echad, the famous words. Echad amar ve'echad amamid ubelvad sheyichaven liba l'shemayim. The main thing is Hashem Shemayim. It doesn't matter how much money you give. Obviously, if you can afford more and you give less, Hashem Shemayim is not going to help. So Hashem Shemayim means you can't do any better than as long as you did the best that you can do. Amar Rav Zeira, my Kara, how do you know that makes no difference how much it is, that the Eibishter just marks for effort rather than achievement? How do we know that? Says the Pasig, Mesukesh Nasa Oive, it's sweet the year of the Oive, Im At V'im Harbe, whether it's a lot, whether it's little, Yechal He'll eat. So clearly from here, Im At V'im Harbe. He brings another pasuk, the same idea, where it says birchas hatoyve, the brachas hatoyve, rabo echlem, that many consumers will makishon lebaylov.
Birchas or berabes?
It's birvois. Birvois hatoyve. Sorry, birvois. Birvois hatoyve. In the bountiful and in the abundant amount of toyve, rabo echlem. There'll be many eaters. Umakishon lebaylov, and whatever it is kosher to the baylim. As if to say, it makes no difference to the Eibishter, the Bailim. He just looks to see what your Kavanah is. Because it says Toiva. We're tashing the word Toiva. As long as Toiva, even it's not so much, we're not emphasizing the word voice, we're talking about Toiva, that's the main thing that counts. Tanya B'Shem B'Azarim B'Boyrei, come and see Maxi B'Parsha, Kabonish L'Nema B'Hen, L'Kael. You don't find any other name of the Eibishter, L'Kael V'Loy L'Kim, Ella Hashem. Always only Hashem. Because l'chayde, you would think when it comes to karma chattas, they should say alakim. Because that's din, midas adin. It comes to karma ashram, say alakim. Comes to toide, maybe you should say kale, which is chesed. It says always yud kei vavke, Hashem. Why? Shalaylitin pischen pel lebaldin lachlik. We don't want anyone to have the ability to argue. There are the different Eibishters. This carbon goes to this Eibishter, like the Greeks did, and this carbon goes to this Eibishter. Not the same Hashem for this and the same Hashem for that. Right, remember, the big shoyt it says ishir enuchayich. Uba oif adak, in the small oif it says ishir enuchayich. Uba mincha, doesn't even have to describe it because the mincha itself is very so poor. Ishir enuchayich, leimelach, echa the mabir, a mabir, echa the shemayim. V'shem teime lachilo tzadich, think the Eibishter needs this as to food. He's doing it for us, not for him. Im erav, leimelach, kili teime mloy. If I'm hungry, I won't tell you anything. Kili teime mloy, the whole world belongs to me, Hashem says. Think of the Eibishter needs our kabanas. V'nemar, it says, Kili kol chai zayor, I own all the animals in the forest. V'heimet bahar yele, the animals in the mountain thousands. Yodaiti kol oiv harim, v'ziz, sodai imodi, I have all the animal birds with me. The Eibishter doesn't need anything, everything by me. What's the kabanas for you?
Words from
children, right? Yep. Those who eat the basar of the big cows, the oxen, and the blood of the sheep, I will drink. I did not tell you to shech kadesh toimer eser tzoynoi. It's not that that you decided I want kabbalas for my benefit. Because I need it somehow or another. No. Loy letzoyni atem zayichim, el letzoyn chem atem zayichim. And the Ramban writes a chumash, a famous Ramban, by the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, that all mitzvahs are only for us. It says in Allah say that we send Shiluach HaKan because of Rachmanus and all that kind of stuff. So why are we doing it? For us. And he says all mitzvahs, the common denominator of all mitzvahs are that the thing makes it if the Eibishter, if you shech them from the back or the front, the whole purpose of all the mitzvahs is for us. To give us a chance to become, he says, better people. Or says for us to connect to the Eibishter and so on. Shneimet says, "Litzoyin chem tizbechu." It's for your benefit that I'm telling you to do my mitzvahs. And Rashi says, "Litzoyin atzchon lekay mitzvosai should take kapora lehemekach." Be a kapora. But all my mitzvahs. The varach and olpshad. What means letzoyin chem tizvchu? You should be willingly letzoyin chem zivchu ledaitem zivchu. What it means that you should know what you're doing. You should be aware of what you're doing. It shouldn't just be misasik that you know it just happened. You have to be aware of what you're doing. You know, if you were taking a knife and cutting something, and all of a sudden you cut the animal by mistake, and now you have a carbon, that's not good enough. Misasik means you were doing, and suddenly it happened. Ashaygi means you knew exactly what you were doing. You didn't know the halacha. A misasik is you had no, like the Gemara had Rabbi Kama, the Chavav and Beis over there, where you had a rock in your pocket and you had no idea that it was there, and you are called a misasik. It's not even a shaygi. It's not even an anus. It's nothing. It's a misasik. You had no idea what you were doing, or you were cutting one thing in the scaven be a betolush, and it turned out to be a mechuber. So it's not a shaygi. A shaygi is you knew what you were doing. You just didn't know what the halacha is. Anyway. So you need to know what you're doing. Kedabai minesh moravuna menayin lemisasik bekotchim puzzle. Hein of somebody by kotchim was misasik his puzzle. Shemem it says v'shochad is ben abaker shetei shchita l'shem ben baker. That you shech the ben abaker the shchita should be. You should know what you're shechting for. You should shech the animal knowing that you are shechting. No misasik. Amar lo zubi yadenu hula akiv menayin. How do you know that b'di'evad if you did it that way it's ma'akiv? You're not even yaitzer. That this mitzvah of having, knowing, being aware what you're doing, you're not even yaitzer. You should be aware, it says the second time, we know by kachim, Were you yates to the mezainas before we finished for the seam?
Yeah, I had that's
my. Oh, you passed me one of those chocolate cookies? Just one, not the plate. Thank you. I don't know.
Chaim.
Last time we learned this was Chofe Yio Tovshin Aynai.
So a while ago? No, I can't remember. I have this Baruch Atah Nehum HaMezainis.
Fine.